This is episode 9 of What's Been Better. This week, we're talking about how children are sometimes out of line. But as a parent, what do you do when expectations aren't met? If you've been here before, you know we cuss. And if you're new here, please get used to it.
You know I gotta say something. Please get used to it.
Please. And while you're getting used to it, please, if you haven't already, like, share, subscribe, do something with this show, but do not keep it for yourself.
Thank you all. I appreciate it. Hey, yes. Sylvia.
Hi, Lori.
Hi, Wes.
I am good. I am like good for once.
That's wonderful.
Well, how are you?
I'm good. Couldn't be better.
Awesome.
Yeah. Awesome. So what's been better, Miss Lady?
We talk so much and I didn't think about what's been better. Things are moving in the right direction at my house. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the hell that means, but okay. I hope it's good shit.
It's good shit.
All right.
So I'm just going to leave it at that. That's very quick and easy. What's been better?
I ain't got no questions for more than that. Like, okay, cool. Well, that's beautiful, and I'm glad that's better.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. All right. What's been better for you, Lori?
Well, my check engine light came on my car.
Oh, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. I have a Fiat.
Yes.
And I have a 2014 Fiat. I got it in 2015. So I didn't realize they were trying to get rid of all the 2014s and, you know. So I got it in the beginning of 2015, and I've had that car ever since. Got it at 7 miles. And I love it. No problems whatsoever. And now I'm at 149,000 miles. And the check engine light came on, and my birthday is at the end of this month. So
okay,
I need to get that damn odometer emissions thing going so I can get my registration. So I'm get this thing fixed, damn it. So my boo, he was kind of hemming and hawing, you know, like I was just getting louder, a little bit louder. Like, listen, come on, get my car fixed. So, I went to AutoZone and they checked to see what the codes were.
Okay.
I had like 8 codes.
Lori. Are you one of those women that just keep driving the car? Like, it'll be fine.
No.
Oh, okay.
I am not.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. I'm on top of my shit. Trust what I'm saying.
Okay.
That's why my car, I've had it all this time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So anyway, we go and find out this one main thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so we get the part, my poop puts it on, you know, he can do a lot of shit and I'm so thankful for his ability. But then the check engine light comes back on.
Oh shit. The story is getting worse.
So I'm now in a mode of Jesus take the wheel, because now I'm getting bothered. You know?
Okay.
So we trying to figure out all the places we could take it, because Fiat, and this is really the biggest thing, my dealership, they just stopped accepting Fiat cars. All of a sudden, didn't tell nobody. I just come bouncing up there to bring my car to get regular checkup. We don't service Fiats no more. What the hell? What? When y'all ain't send me no damn memo.
Right.
I'm pissed.
Okay.
Right. So I'm left to... Well, it's a lot of Fiats out here. Who taking care of these cars these days?
Right.
So anyway, we find another dealership, but it's across the town. It's across town.
Okay.
So what's been better? So to say all of that, I've said all that to say, I found a mechanic who could take my boo.
Okay.
Fix my car.
Okay.
And so I'm going to say it's partially better because I don't have it back yet, but at least it's at the hospital.
At least getting worked on a little bit.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm so happy because, listen, the 28th is coming up, and I need to have some things done. And and I also want to see 200,000 on that car, because it's a good car. I ain't gonna lie. The Fiat, okay. Fiats are excellent cars.
Okay.
Yeah. So well, for that, I am
fingers
feeling,
crossed.
Yes. And all of the things, toes, ankles, eyes, everything crossed, you know, so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, that was the shortest and the sweetest what's been better ever. I guess because I didn't talk about any plants, but.
Mm-hmm. And mine was long.
Right.
To say a little bit, you know,
right.
But it's all good.
Yeah, I didn't mention the pineapple. I didn't mention Mm-mm. any of it, which is
which
good.
I don't understand why, but I'll be over there tonight.
Y'all, if you don't follow my Instagram or my TikTok, Black Girl with Tools, just go follow it. You'll understand what we're talking about. But
She grew a whole pineapple, y'all. She grew a whole pineapple. I just wanted to throw that out there. She grew a whole pineapple and didn't offer me none, but it's all good.
Look, I was too excited. It took 6 years. Can you blame me? It took 6 years to get to this moment. What else was I going to do?
I'm glad you did it, though, and I'm glad it was good. I'm not going to even lie. Of course, you had to just put it on social media. It was good.
Yes. I did. Mm-hmm. I did. But I wanted to do this episode because when we were talking to Harley about not having kids, you said some shit that just kind of like stopped me in my tracks a little bit. Mm-hmm. We were talking and we were joking and we were laughing and everything. And you were like, yeah, but you could also have a kid that tells you to fuck off. And it was like, no, that's not a thing. Because like, where are the people police? Or also too, like, I'm throw hands, like, fuck these kids, because I'm not gonna birth somebody, help sustain life, and then one day they just grow up and be like, nah, fuck off. No. Mm-hmm.
Right.
This
right.
is what's not gonna happen. So yeah. I wanted to get to the heart of, also, I get on here all the time and I just tell everything. It just suck up all the oxygen in the room. I know that all of this has been going on for a little while and it has been heavy on you. So mm-hmm. I want to make sure that I give you space mm-hmm. to process that, to work through that, but to also share it, because like you always tell me, somebody needs to hear this, because somebody else's child is just as wild somewhere else. And I hope that they are able to hear you and see that you're still here, mm-hmm. that you are not in handcuffs, because clearly I would have been, that you are not somewhere rocking in a corner, but you are still doing
in my mouth.
Right. Right. Because it's like, what are your options? What do you do when you have raised this person and you have given them the tools that you know to give? Mm-hmm. You have passed down whatever parenting you could pass down or not. Some people are like, I'm going to do exactly the opposite of what my parents did. Mm-hmm. You've done what you knew how to do. And in a way to them, it sounds like it's not good enough. Mm. Because hearing some of the things that you told me and hearing just that part about like one child just being like, fuck off, is like, what? And then you have three, which is just, that's too much to me. Also, like, that math doesn't math. Like, three kids is a lot of kids, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I hear you, and I understand where you're coming from. And I'll just share this. I'll start out with this. It was never my intention to have children. I will say that. So
okay.
I didn't get a chance to say that part with Harley, because mm-hmm. This just didn't come to my mind. But when I did, I wanted them.
Okay. Right?
And I didn't want children because I grew up hearing that children were bad.
Well.
And also seeing, quote unquote, bad children. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought children were bad. You know, I just did.
Yeah.
But that was a skewed way of looking at things, because, first of all, children are not bad, right? Children are, a lot of times, their parents.
Okay.
The result of good parenting, and I'm gonna even say that in quotes, right?
Right.
But a lot of times children are the byproducts of what their parents do or don't do. Mm-hmm. Right. And so when we look at children as though they're to blame, how the hell are you going to blame children for being children? You know, so that's my new understanding. Right.
Does that apply? Mm-hmm. Does that apply to even as they grow up to be adults?
No, ma'am. Oh, okay. I'm not talking about teenagers, and I'm not talking about many adults.
Okay.
Young adults, many adults, trying to be adults.
Want to be adults. Yes.
Uh-uh. And then adults, no, ma'am. I'm just talking about children, like from 0 to 5.
Okay.
Not even talking about 7 to 10 year olds, right?
Right. No.
However, when my oldest daughter was born, I think she might have been about 1.5. I just didn't want her to be alone.
Okay.
So I wanted her to have a sibling.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to have another child. And so Taylor, my middle child, she was purposely brought here. You know, we planned her. Tori was not planned. I'm just going to say she was not planned. And so then Tim came about. He was not planned either. And at some point we're going to have an episode about Tim, how he was conceived, because it was the funniest shit ever.
Okay.
It's hilarious. I'm going to just say. But, you know, raising the children and subsequently getting a divorce while being a mother, right? I wasn't ever in my mind planning to get a divorce. Like that never came into my thought process. So getting a divorce and the children being separated, excuse me, was the hardest thing ever for me. It was so hard to comprehend this, especially I just graduated from college, honey, having kids. So I ain't no shit about nothing. Plus having the thought process of not liking kids.
Right.
I had to get to know children through having children.
Okay.
So that in itself was a lot. So basically I grew up with my children. Right. And I tell everybody, and I tell Tori, my oldest, all the time, I said, you raised me. I call her mama sometimes because she raised me. Right.
Okay.
But it wasn't until I went back to school, to grad school, to get my marriage and family master's degree, that I really start to understand children and raising children.
Right? Okay.
Because I just did the best I could.
Right. Because that's all you have. I say this all the time. It's not like there was an instruction manual. It's not like there was like, this is exactly how you keep this person alive. This is exactly how you do. We don't have that. And I don't think that it's possible to have it because we can't agree.
Right. Right. So when children are born into this world, they didn't ask to come here. Right. Mm-hmm. When we were born into this world, we didn't ask to come here.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know our life circumstances were going to come about.
Right.
We entrusted the people who we call mom and dad or grandma and grandpa, whomever were like a parental figure, we trusted them to take care of us.
Right.
Just like our children do the same thing. Right. So when I got divorced and, you know, trying to get back on my feet and trying to make sure that my children had a proper home, because not only am I caring for myself, I had to care for them. I had to make sure everything was the way it needed to be for them to be okay.
Right.
So I had to do a lot of figuring out. I had to think about, well, how did my mom do this? Or think about all the people who I looked up to as parents, because you have to figure it out some kind of way.
Right. Right.
You know, you're thinking back on the Cosby Show and shit, like thinking about good times or something, you know, where you saw a family and how they made it work.
Just trying to get some kind of example from somewhere to pull information and resources from. I get it.
Absolutely. And you're looking at your girlfriends, you know, your single girlfriends now, because you're in a whole nother space. Because that's a whole nother thing too. You were married with children. That was cute. And you had all these married friends who had their children. It was all cute and shit. until you get divorced. And then, no, you're not invited to those reindeer games anymore.
Oh, hell no. Okay. Mm-mm.
Because you're single. You trying to get my man. I ain't stunting your daggone man, boo.
Oh, you know, my God.
I'm just, I thought we were friends. It's right. It's that kind of shit. And so you have to navigate all of that as an adult with children. And so being in this, you know, this program, you know, this counseling program, I really learned a lot about expectations.
Okay.
Right. So we have these expectations as parents that as you raise the children, at some point, maybe they'll take care of you. Maybe they're doing things and they're going to think about you and, you know, that kind of thing. Or when they finish high school, they're going to go straight into college or straight into the military. Or it's just going to be like clockwork. It's just going to.
Right.
And that shit doesn't happen that way. Like the way we think a thing should be. And I share with you a lot, Sylvia, that there are no shoulds.
There are no shoulds.
And so in the process of me learning and understanding at the age I am now, my children are in their 20s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, by the time I finished grad school, it was 2013. I finished at the same time my oldest daughter was graduating from high school.
Okay.
So
okay.
Imagine I had all that time before not knowing.
Right.
I'm still just doing the best I can. The relationship I had with my mom, it was okay. It wasn't the way I wanted it to be, you know. Mm-hmm. And the family dynamics that I had with their children's father wasn't the best.
Right.
Because you're coming from a divorce situation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a whole nother thing. Oh my God, it's so many segments that we can have about blended families, divorce situations.
Right.
You know, broken homes kind of shit, like all of that. But there was a way in which I was trying to raise my daughters, right, without their father, because their father was in another state. Tim was with his father.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to make sure that my daughters were going through high school. Okay, I didn't want them to get pregnant.
Right, you know? Obvious. Right.
Right, like there's so many things that you're trying to protect them from,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you want them to be in the best situation, right?
Right.
I tried my best to put them in private schools. Like, again, single mom, trying to make it happen, jumping into careers I ain't no shit about.
You know, you're just doing whatever you could do. You're just doing all the things because you're like, how do I keep all the plates in the air?
Girl, like you would not believe, like I'm diving into stuff that I ain't know nothing about to make the kind of money I needed to make to afford a house that I initially probably couldn't have afforded. Because my son said he wanted his own bedroom because I had like a 2-bedroom.
Okay.
Well, it was just the kids, Tori and Taylor and me.
Right.
And then he would come to visit. He was like, Mom, I don't have my own room. You know, that broke my heart. So I'm like, I gotta figure this shit out.
Mm.
So doing all of these things, making things happen, I'm just trying to make it happen. But after I finished school and really, it started to hit me. My children are not, not to say they're not the children I expect, but the things that I anticipated from them, it wasn't really happening. Like I would imagine them being so respectful and how they would talk to me sometimes or whatever in interactions. And that didn't happen.
Is that with all three of them? Or like, is it across the board type of thing? Like each child has branched off to being somebody completely different? Or is it 2 out of 3? Is it 1 out of 3? Like how, I'm just trying to figure out how are you balancing 3 separate humans that are their own everything?
Well, at one point in time, and I'm not saying that they're like terrible ass people, you know, they're awesome people. You know, I love them. I have a relationship with all of them. Now, I'm not going to say I have a good relationship with all of them, but okay. I have a relationship with all of them. And at one point in time, or at different points in time, they were very disrespectful in their responses to me, you know, and and maybe I to them, right?
Okay.
Because, and this is what I want to say, is that a lot of us expect for children to be seen and not heard, right?
Yeah.
Or that they don't have value until they are an adult. They think that, many people think that children are adults at 18. That's bullshit. If you've ever heard children, 18, no, ma'am and no sir. Like, no.
No.
They're, in fact, I'm going to tell you, they're probably not adults until they're about 40. A lot of them.
You know, we're still not good at it then, trust me. I constantly feel like I'm not grown yet. All
thank
the time.
You.
There's always something that I'm like, ooh, I don't know anything about that. How did I miss that lesson? I don't know that life lesson. That's not a thing I knew. I mean, or there are things that I feel like, I mean, we were talking this weekend when you were over here, when I was, when you were asking me about different things as a child. I'm like, I don't remember any of that. I don't know anything like that. I skipped so much stuff. So it was like, I got lessons out of order that I'm trying to put, like, where does this go? So things just aren't a thing.
Right.
If you weren't taught them. And I don't think that you can be taught them if the person that's teaching you doesn't know that they don't know.
Thank you. Thank you. That's all I'm saying. So the thing that we imagine is not. That's why I'm going to say until my dying day, there are no shoulds. It either is or it's not. And so this relationship that I imagine with my children, it's not the relationship that is, right? And so I had to mourn a loss, right? And the loss is, I didn't get what I thought. I hoped for, I anticipated, I expected, right? I had expectations, and they hadn't been met. Now, I'm proud of all my children, right? Because they've done some awesome ass things. They've done things that I would never do. Things I would love to do that they've done, and I admire them. There are some things that they've done that I'd never fucking do and would never want to do. You know what I'm saying? But that's what makes them interesting, and that's what makes them individual. And the biggest thing is that I would say to everybody listening is, please don't have expectations. You can have hopes for your children, but these expectations, when they're not met, you're going to have the letdown of your life. You know, your children are extensions of you, but they are not you. They come from you, but they are not you. They are people. And I'm going to say this, people do people shit.
Yes.
They like, will do full that. Stop. They do. People do people shit. It's not like just because they're my children, they're supposed to be this way. No. Like literally, they can leave your ass and not ever come back.
Yeah.
And they don't owe you anything either. And that's the other thing I think we misunderstand, or we have this expectation that my child is supposed to do this for me because I did this for them. I raised you. I made sure you had a good house. Or like for Tim, I made sure you had a room in your house. He don't. He doesn't owe me.
That's a lot to come to realization of, because it's, I guess I'm always thinking of like time and investment. Like, you put this time in, you invested this love, this heart, this everything into them. Bare minimum return on investment, something. But I guess, like you said, don't nobody owe you shit. So it's a lot.
Yes, you're right. And I love the fact that you said investment, because guess what? Sometimes you invest, right? And what happens? What happens sometimes?
Belly up.
Girl. So sometimes we make investment and we don't get a return at all. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we get a return more than we anticipated or expected, right? So there's that. And I'm going to say, while my children don't owe me anything, this is the kicker. I don't owe my children shit either. I don't owe my children shit either. And a lot of times we feel like we owe people. But if we stop recognizing or thinking that we owe somebody, there's freedom in that. If I do it, it's because I desire to. Everything mm-hmm. I did it because I wanted to.
Yeah.
It pleased me to do so.
Right.
And when it comes from that place, they don't owe me anything. So if my children don't come back to visit me, it will hurt. I will mourn that loss. If my middle daughter, Taylor, she has two beautiful boys. Oh, my goodness. Like even that, mm-hmm. I anticipated, I had this thought, this hope that I would hang out with my little man and mm-hmm. we'd just be playing and I'd be this grandma, you know, babysitting the babies. And it hasn't happened like that. And I had to mourn that loss. Right. And so I'm going to say shit happens. And either I'm going to be depressed about it, sad, mopey, or I'm going to accept it and I'm going to be at peace.
I mean, it's a choice. It's a choice. Because
absolutely,
I think,
it
yeah,
is.
It is also like adding to, okay, Sylvia, you made the right decision. Because I know in my heart, I'm not there. I know myself. And if somebody told me to fuck off, who I carried for 9 months, and mm-hmm. carried for another 9 months because you couldn't walk or talk or do anything for yourself. And then I helped you along the way and did whatever I could and made it happen and made this other person a third bedroom and did whatever. And then one day you're just like, fuck off. I don't have it in me. I'm telling you now, I don't have it in me to not be... It would be more than mourning a loss mm-hmm. because I feel like the rage would come of like, no, you have me fucked up because what?
Right.
No, but right. I hear you and I understand what you're saying and I get it. Mm-hmm. Because if not, like you would be me and there would be problems and it would probably be worse. Because I also know myself to know that I would be like, hold on. Run that back by me.
Well, there are a lot of people. But I also would say to you, until it happens, you don't know what you would do.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? And who's to say that your children will ever tell you to fuck off? You get what I'm saying? Like, they might not ever. Right. And so if only one, let me just tell you that. There's only one who ever said it, you know. And for the sake of the fact that they might listen, they know
one
who they
enough.
Are.
One is enough, though.
Yes. I would prefer none of them said anything harmful.
Yes, yes.
But at the same time, what I do understand is that I've probably said some things that were harmful, too, right? As parents, we say some things, and that's why I want to shed light on both sides. Raising teenagers...
Uh-huh.
Raising children as they're coming up and they might do some things that really annoy you. You might say something flip to them while they're teenagers. You might embarrass them in front of their friends.
Mm-hmm.
You don't realize that you're embarrassing them or you might not even care. And sometimes I probably didn't give two shits if I embarrassed them, you know, because there could have been something that happened. Right.
Right.
But what I'm saying is we don't know how they feel in that moment and how children can hold things, right? They can hold hurt.
Yes.
Until they get to this space of, and remember we talked about the 20s last. So in that 20s, I always say from you're like 18 to like 29, 30, you're going through your second childhood because mm-hmm. now you're tiptoeing into adulthood. You're trying things out. You're saying shit that you wanted to say before, but now you're out of the house, you think you're smelling yourself. And
right.
And so all my children now are in their 20s.
Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting time to be alive. Like if you could think back when you were in your 20s, like you're in college.
Let me skip that.
Right. And so you might be in college, you might not be, but you're mm-hmm. trying life out in a different way because you're too old to be, and my son said this the other day, you're too old to be a kid and you're too young to be an adult, if you will.
Yeah.
Because you're straddling the fence of mom still got me on insurance and they're paying my phone bill or that, you know, I'm paying one light bill or I'm paying one bill. Like I'm maybe paying still at home. Some kids in their 20s, some kids shit in their, I'm going to say in their 40s. If you still living at home, you're a kid.
They're still, like, yes.
To me.
Yes.
You know, but.
But I don't you think that a lot of it too is society's pressures and society's expectations that are put on parents,
absolutely.
That are put on kids, that are put on relationships? Because like you said, in this country, you're 17, 18, you got to get out of this house.
Yeah.
I don't have any tools for you. I don't know what the fuck you're supposed to do, but I just know you can't live here anymore.
Right.
Okay, how do you expect them to be a productive citizen and they don't know how to wash their clothes?
Right.
They can't cook a meal. Like, they can barely make ramen in the microwave. You know, that kind of thing.
They have no resources. They don't even know how to write a check. And I'm going to tell you, a lot of children or many adults, I'm going to call them little adults, something, you know, beginner adults, you know.
Beginner.
But a lot of them don't even know how to write a letter. They don't know how to put the information on the envelope. They don't know where the damn stamp goes. Come on, let's just be clear. A lot of the children now, they've been so coddled and they just don't know what we knew back then.
I mean, you also have to incorporate, there's more technology available to kids now than anybody could have imagined at any age prior to 96.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like when I got to college, Google was just becoming Google.
Right.
Like, you couldn't Google anything the way you can Google it now. I mean, shit, we still had like Ask Jeeves and MapQuest driving us into the wrong directions. So
we had atlases and shit. We had to break open the paper.
I still had the atlas tucked under the seat. Yeah, I still had, it was still there because clearly data plans were not data plans on phones. You still had to like go to the computer lab because you didn't have good internet at your house to look up the directions and then print out the map.
Right.
And hope that it was right. Like, that's the age that I'm thinking. So to have everything just, it's at the tip of your fingers. It's right there in your pocket. It can tell you how to do anything. It could fly a fucking space rocket. Like, I don't know how we're supposed to connect with these kids and teach them these things. Because it's also not even relevant anymore. To them. Think about it. Like, some of those lessons aren't even, are they really ever going to need them? I would hope that they would need them because I don't feel like all this shit will be on every day.
Right.
Like, one day the power is going to go off. What are you going to do when the power goes off?
Right. And I think to each, I'm going to say each his own because we don't know. I don't think there is a must have or must do for any particular family. Right. You have to do what you think is best. And even what you think is best still might not be what is. Like, again, that's what that's going to teach you. When that child leaves your house, they're going to become the individual that they are. And they might surprise the shit out of you. I'm just going to say they might surprise you and do with it what you will. But my hope is that you'll recognize that they don't owe you anything and you don't owe them. So when they start calling you for money and shit, after they don't cuss you out and say all manner of things to you, you don't have to give them shit if you don't want to. You know?
Yes, but now here comes the, you've said yes all this time. That one no, that I've heard it on TikTok, that one minor inconvenience or that one disruption in the status quo of your relationship brings up and bubbles up all this bullshit where they automatically are like telling you all the things that they've been randomly thinking about you. And you're like, how the fuck?
Right. Well, again, I'm not going to tell anybody how to be with their children. I'm just going to say, I'm not going to be I was going to say be allowed to. I'm not going to allow myself to be manipulated. So you're not going to manipulate me and play these mind games. Because again, anybody can do it. Parents can do it. Children can do it. Aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews, grandma, grandpas, they can all manipulate and twist things around to try to make you do certain things because there's this sense of entitlement. Again, like you owe them something. Right. Mm-hmm. But that's why I'm saying people do people shit.
Yeah.
And so what I say to my clients, if you're being mistreated by your siblings, your lover, your parent, your children, your friends, if they're mistreating you, if it was anybody else, what would you do?
Exactly.
And if you can answer that, then you can do it for the people who are mistreating you close to you. And so that's the principles. And we talked earlier on, like last year, about principles and things. And I have to live by principles.
Yeah.
I have to. And sometimes I fall short. And then I have to remind myself, Lori, people do people shit. If they were anybody else, what would you do? Sometimes you got to let your children go. You love them. And I know that's hard to hear for some people. Like, But watch. If your relationship is good and it's respectful on all sides, that's wonderful. If it's healthy, God bless you. But for those relationships that are not healthy, if your children are disrespecting you and giving you their ass to kiss, if it was anybody else, what would you do?
Right. Right. Yeah.
They're giving you their ass to kiss, Sylvia, and you paying their rent. They're giving you their ass to kiss and you're still buying clothes for them or paying for their phone bill and shit. Like, really? Like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, if that's happening, you know, or if you ask them for anything and they don't have time for you, or if you were like, you know, hey, let's go eat lunch or whatever. And they say, no, that like you find that they don't call you. They don't come visit you. Right.
Yeah.
Hey, I just call and check on you. You know, I'll call you back and they don't call you back. If that was anybody else, what would you do?
Yeah. Shit. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nothing you can do. It's nothing you could do. It's nothing you can do. All you can do is self-preserve, I guess, at this point. Because,
well,
like
if
you're not talking about little kids that are not self-sustaining, we're talking about adult children that could stand up at the stove and make their own food, or at the height of a dishwasher, at the height of a clothes washer, and live for themselves. We're not talking about people who cannot do anything for themselves. We're talking about people who can do for themselves and are choosing not to.
Right. And I think for parents, if we could start to really start using principles at the earliest of ages so they can know. Like if you tell them to do something and they don't do it, there has to be a consequence. You know, I ain't saying go string them up and beat the shit out of them. I'm definitely not saying nothing like that, you know.
No.
But what I am saying, if children don't have boundaries at the earliest of ages, if they're not taught respect, like you respecting them, don't be talking to your children any kind of way. Because I don't know people, but I've heard of people calling their children bitches and hoes and shit. Like, come on. You know, like when we call our children out of their name and we say some of the most derogatory things to our children and we expect them, now get your ass in here and do, like, come on. We have to, we have to recognize who they are. They're people just like us. They're humans just like us. They deserve respect just like we do. And if you're sending craziness to them, if when they are out of the house and they give you their ass to kiss for real, like, I don't know, you might deserve it. Like, some things you get what you give, but some things you get that you did not give.
Those are the ones where I'm like, I don't know how you're supposed to respond to this. What do you do? What do you do?
Right. So when knowledge comes, and I think it's when we know better, let's do better.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm learning. I'm learning better, you know.
Man.
And I'm learning to, like, if they were anybody else, I would stop fucking with them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to allow people to talk to me any kind of way, even if they're my children. I don't care who they are. You're not going to talk to me any kind of way.
Right.
Right. I'm a leave some room. Like, there needs to be some room between us. I'll holler at you when I holler at you. I'll see you when I see you. Like that. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, and it might hurt because, again, it hurts because of what I hoped for, right?
Right.
It hurts because of the thing that I wished for. But better days come and it gets better. And so.
And I can tell that from watching the whole situation kind of play out as it's been playing out bit by bit, and seeing you kind of, some weeks you're just like, I am not feeling any of this, or you putting on a brave face and just hearing me out, even though you're going through wild shit.
Yeah.
You had reasoning, and when I had no reasoning, you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But you're still able to push through because that's what works for you. And I commend you for that. And I commend you for sharing this because I know somebody else is trying to figure out, like, what do they do with these teenagers, these 20-somethings, 30-somethings, getting ready to be 50-somethings who are, giving them their ass to kiss. Like, what do you do?
Yeah.
So
I'm just going to say, if there were anybody else, what would you do? You know, mm-hmm. And you know the answer. You know the answer to that. And sometimes, instead of just reacting right off the rip, take some time to process. Take some time to pull it back. Take the expectations out. Nobody owes you anything. And you don't owe anybody anything. Like, if we could use those are my principles. They don't have to be yours. But find your principles that work for you mm-hmm. and let the principles do the talking. Let the principles run the show. That way we don't have to act on impulse or act on the emotion that's right there in the room at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because like you said, if somebody told you to fuck off, well, the first thing to think of is, excuse me? Like, what? What the fuck? You know,
mm-mm.
Like, you gonna catch these hands? Because that's hurt initially comes in, but then anger comes right back because anger says, I got you. Get back hurt.
Like, it's fine. Hold
on. Sadness. Hold my mm-hmm. I'm about to go in. Because mm-hmm. anger is strong. Anger doesn't last.
No.
Hurt lasts longer than anger does.
Yes, it does. And that makes you think also, having to try to figure out where to pinpoint, like, well, when were those kids hurt?
Yeah.
And what role did you play in it? But also, too, trying to reconcile, for me, is trying to reconcile, was the hurt that you bestowed on them enough mm-hmm. of what they're giving back? That's the thing.
Right. So I don't even know how to measure that. Right. Because
they
might have felt like, man, you hurt me so much and blah, blah, blah. But I think the thing is, let's reason together. Let's talk it out.
Yeah.
Because if you go off of your own understanding, you might misunderstand something. And that's what happens mm-hmm. a lot of times, right? When this fuck off and this way of being comes about, or this expectation or this feeling of entitlement, you know, it's a misunderstanding.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can talk it through without allowing the emotions to take over the room, we could have some meeting of the minds. And that's the hope, you know, because I adore my children. I love them. I think they're beautiful people. I really do. I think they're awesome. And at the same time, I cannot fuck with them too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I can really, like, and I'm okay with it because I remember who I am.
Mm-hmm.
I'm awesome too. I adore myself too. I think I'm the shit too. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And when I understand that, and it took a minute to understand that I matter too. That I'm important too, that I fucking have a choice too. Like, when I know that and when I got it, it was mm-hmm. like, oh, yes.
Right.
Like, Yeah. So we all the same here. Like, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I know now too, that's why grandparents are awesome. You know how the children are like, oh, I love my grandparents. Because a lot of times that wisdom kicked in
and at the right time.
Yes, they're better parents than they would have been when they were really parents. So right. They can parent their grandkids better, you know. And so I know I will be a much better grandparent than I was a parent. Because you don't know what you don't know.
Yep. Well,
so
thank you for sharing this story. I hope that it helped somebody.
Me too.
I know for a fact that better is possible. But
yeah.
All right, y'all. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. If you haven't already, subscribe, like, share, do something with this show, but do not keep it for yourself.
That's it for this week's show. I'm Lori Scott.
And I'm Sylvia Johnson. And you've been listening to What's Been Better.
A big thank you to Lagan Music, Inc. for providing our music. This show is edited and produced by us with a little help from our family and friends. We love you all.
We want to hear what's been better for you. To be a guest on the show, send us an email to questions@whatsbeenbetter.com. Or you can find us on Instagram and TikTok at What's Been Better Podcast.
Thanks for listening.